The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Robert Mueller will be testifying in front of the House July 17th, even after he said he will not. Deutsche Bank and Capital One will be submitting to subpoenas from the Democrat-held House, providing otherwise confidential banking information from Donald Trump and the Trump Organization to the Democrats on Capitol Hill. The Oregon Senate, the state where the governor, Kate Brown, deployed the state police to arrest and bring the Republican members of the Senate back to the chamber to vote on a green bill that would give her unprecedented powers. How ironic. They didn't even have enough Democrats to vote for her bill. So no massive green news scam for Kate Brown in Oregon. Also, we have Mitt Romney and Jody Ernst, senators, allegedly Republican, but not really, calling for a further investigation of the allegations that Donald Trump raped a woman 23 years ago in Bergdorf's, a woman he says he's never met before, who said on CNN, to the consternation of Anderson Cooper, I didn't think you could shock Anderson Cooper, to the consternation of Anderson Cooper, who cut to a break immediately when she said it, she said, most people think rape is sexy. Yes, this is the world we live in. Welcome, my friends. We will not let the bad guys get us down. That is why we are here. We have a very, very exciting guest for you. We don't usually do this. We don't dedicate a whole hour to one topic and one guest. But when it is Professor Waleed Faris, Fox News national security contributor, foreign policy analyst, my good friend, professor, we do it. Why? Because he knows of which he talks when it comes to the Middle East, when it comes to global jihadism. And not only that, we must understand the threat that Iran poses much better than we do as a nation. And that will be our topic. But I'm going to break my rules. Why? Because they're my rules, which means I'm not breaking them. And I'm going to take a call first. I don't usually do this in the top of the show, but it's a question that goes to the heart of these issues. JJ in Cleveland, you had a very interesting question for here for us here in America First. Go ahead.
Yes, hello, Dr. Gorka.
Hi.
On your last segment, you were decrying the fact that Ben Shapiro had been called a Nazi.
Yes.
And I'm just wondering, and he was talking about the Muslim Brotherhood. I was wondering, who is it in the government that determines who is a terrorist organization?
Wonderful question. Thank you, JJ, for calling. So the way it works, it's a little bit arcane, but the way it works is
It's formally a designation by the administration. So formally it's the president. But the way it has worked, this is hard to believe, I know, but since the 1980s, the State Department is the lead agency on counterterrorism, not the CIA, not the Secret Service, not the FBI, the State Department. So the way it works in practice is the White House tasks the State Department, the Secretary of State, to do a finding, to do a determination as to whether or not the given organization is a terrorist organization. And based upon that State Department finding or that report, then the administration does the FTO, Foreign Terrorist Organization designation. So it's a little bit weird. It's a remnant of history, but that's the way it works. Thank you for asking. Let's get straight to the question at hand. Professor Waleed Faris, he is an old acquaintance, a friend of mine. His latest book is The Lost Spring, with relevance to the Arab Spring. He is the author of a very significant book after 9/11 called Future Jihad. And he's also a sublime guest. Why? Because he arrives with a list of 18 questions he's prepared to answer. I mean, that's the kind of guest you want, and I've only picked 9 of them, that which are already will fill more than an hour. Let's just start with this superb menu you've given us, Professor Faris. Number one, was President Trump's decision not to strike militarily at Iran's military after they destroyed our U.S. Navy drone the right decision?
First, Dr. Korka, thank you so much for inviting me again. Yes, it was the right decision. Because he's the commander-in-chief, he determines how to conduct the campaign. We are on a campaign to roll back the Iranian influence, not just across the Gulf wars, but from Yemen, Syria, Lebanon, Iraq. We are deploying, he is deploying in the region, task forces, B-52s.
Aircraft carriers.
Aircraft carriers, special forces. So the decision of not responding specifically to that point of attack against the drone is tactical. He has, of course...
This is massively important.
Oh, I mean,
that was a tactic. The idea that it was a strategic decision and therefore we're not tackling Iran is just fallacious.
You are absolutely right. I mean, those who understood it are people like yourself, or scholars in warfare. You understand that in the middle of World War II, you had sometimes attacks against the Allies, and they decided not to respond here. They responded somewhere else.
So Churchill was famous, in fact. The biggest strategic brain of World War II was famous for at times reaching down to uber-tactical level to talk about individual radar installations. So this is the prerogative of the commander-in-chief. He has the purview strategically, but he can also, if he so wishes, not all the time because that's not his job, but if he so wishes, make a tactical determination. And the not to kill 150 civilians in response to the drone attack was a tactical determination.
Absolutely. And actually, it's ironic that the Iranians understood that Hezbollah understood that. A bunch of people in Washington did not understand that.
They know that it's not over.
They do.
Okay, good. Let's go to your second question. Do you believe that the Iranians will strike again? What is their game plan? And here's the big one, I think, for those listening to the show. Will they attack U.S. personnel? In Iraq, we know that they were complicit in the aid they gave to local militias that killed U.S. servicemen. What should we expect next, Professor Faris?
Let's the listeners understand what is the big picture. The big picture is, since the deployment that President Trump has ordered, we are deploying around Iran. We are putting pressure on the regime at one, plus the designation of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard is suffocating this terrorist organization, plus the fact that Iran cannot sell oil. All of that is a huge pressure on the regime. What they're trying to do is break through by doing those tactical attacks, hoping that there'll be a third party, there'll be negotiations.
Is it fair to say, with your history professor's hat, that this is perhaps one of the most swinging, one of the most severe sanctions regimes we've seen imposed in modern history?
Any reader. You don't have to be a political scientist. Of course, we have never seen any sanctions like those. And they're putting serious pressure, which is pushing the Iranians to do those attacks. But they're smart. They're trying not to kill Americans, because Americans, American lives, and President Trump said it, is the red line. They will do it once they are on a full scale.
If that had been an aircraft, not a drone?
Yes, he would.
Yeah.
And they chose the drone. They could have attacked in Iraq. But at one point in time, somebody will make a mistake or somebody will give an order to punish the United States and then listen to what the president will say and will do.
This idea, we have 1 minute left in this section, this idea that there is the likelihood of one rogue commander doing something crazy, is that indicative of how Iran runs things?
No, but there could be rogue elements within the Pasdaran, the Quds Force, so on and so forth. But
at the proxies.
Look, what could have happened also is that the center would put a rogue, we call them hot-headed individuals, in that position so that they could cover themselves.
Right.
But
denial.
The president exposed that.
Right, right. In only the way he can. We are talking to Waleed Faris. Follow him right now on Twitter. You won't regret it. W-A-L-I-D, Waleed Faris. P-H-A-R-E-S at Waleed Faris. He's Fox News National Security and Foreign Affairs Analyst, contributor, the author of The Lost Spring most recently, and a very important book that I've used in my teaching, Future Jihad. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from the Refactor.com studios just outside the insalubrious rat's nest that is Washington, D.C. We are broadcasting live video and audio at sebgorka.com. Our latest article on the border crisis is up there, and we are also available iTunes podcast. Just look for America First and then YouTube. My name, Sebastian Gorka.
This is your Stock Market Bulletin. I'm Bobby Richards. The CEO of an obscure $3 tech stock founded by the blue-collar son of a police officer has captured the attention of Donald Trump. Trump met with the CEO at the White House, and since then, Donald Trump appears to have become the company's number one fan. He showed up at a groundbreaking ceremony. He called the CEO one of the most successful business people across the globe, and he said what they are doing is the eighth wonder of the world. We decided to investigate for ourselves and reached out to the premier stock analyst in the United States, Oxford Club Chief Investment Strategist Alex Green. Alex told us the company is landing massive deals, including $450 million with Nokia, $395 million with Microsoft, $828 million with Cisco, and $29.2 billion with Apple. The company is set to create 50,000 jobs in America this year, and Alex has now declared this $3 stock his number one play for 2019. Go to onestockretirement.com for more details, including how much Alex expects the stock to rise this year.
Hi, this is Seb Gorka for my friends at besthotgrill.com, who make the amazing Solaire infrared gas grills. Stop replacing your worn-out grill every couple of years. Buy a Solaire grill that is built to last and will consistently deliver better than restaurant-quality food in your own backyard. The Solaire infrared burner heats up to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills faster. Learn more about these amazing American grills at besthotgrill.com. Solaire grills at besthotgrill.com.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Which three U.S. presidents love Boll & Branch sheets? We're not in the business of sharing state secrets, but we can tell you this. Boll & Branch is offering 20% off everything they make during their Stars and Stripes sale. The Boll & Branch Signature Soft Sheets are the most comfortable sheets in the world. If you already have them or haven't tried them yet, now is the perfect time to get Boll & Branch. These are $1,000 sheets that for a limited time during the Stars and Stripes sale are starting at just $160. Boll & Branch is known all across the country for their ultra-soft organic cotton sheets. If you already have their sheets, try their award-winning pillows or their amazing new mattress, rated number one in 2018. Whatever you do, get Boll & Branch for yourself or someone else during the Stars and Stripes sale. You get 100 nights to try them, but you'll only need one. Shipping is always free, and you get 20% off everything at BollAndBranch.com. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Go right now. BollAndBranch.com.
So the good people at MyPillow said, hey, Sebastian Gorka, can you try out a MyPillow and let us know what you think? I was skeptical, but what did I have to lose? I'll tell you what I did lose, my insomnia. No more folding the pillow, no more flat pillows. It changed my life. Listen to me, you need MyPillow. It stays cool all night, no more waking up to flip to the cool side. It keeps its shape. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't like it? Return it. You can toss a MyPillow pillow in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. Get a two-pack of MyPillow's premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-829-8468. Use the promo code GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. I'm not a big coffee drinker. When I do drink coffee, it's Turkish coffee. But today I had to go to the coffee machine. And you've got somebody like Walid Ferris with the range he has, talking about his issues as serious as we are. You've got to have a little bit of caffeine. Also, I rested well last night. Why? Because I was sleeping on my pillow from Mike Lindell, the man who's given you the best offer he's ever offered on radio or TV. Two of his premium My Pillows for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, the lowest he has ever offered them at. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-829-8468. That's MyPillow.com or 800-829-8468. But you've got to use the secret code G-O-R-K-A. Professor Ferris, you used to teach a special course to elements of the U.S. government, intelligence community, about Iran and the threat that it poses to us. Do you still teach that course?
As a matter of fact, I taught it for many years, but I'm not teaching it now at this point in time.
Why?
You want the truth or you...
I want the truth. Is there a political explanation potentially?
I don't know if it's political, but it just coincided with the fact that the Obama administration had signed the Iran deal.
Uh-huh.
2015.
So the truth was no longer required.
Teaching what Iran is trying to do when we were engaged in signing and, of course, in sending the amounts to Iran.
The $150 billion.
Yes, sir. Doesn't go hand in hand. Because when I teach agencies or defense or the government what are the tactics of Iran if we engage them, and it is happening now, what will happen on U.S. homeland if we clash with the Iranians? That was a very important part of my national security
teaching. All right, we're going to talk about what you suspect if we go to war or if there are attacks by Iran. But let's just observe something about the body politic and the media world. Am I seeing things? Am I imagining things? That there are individuals very close to the former administration or who were in the Obama administration, who are the loudest right now in terms of attacking the president's Iran policy, and at times, I read some tweets from Maxine Waters, actually regurgitating and repeating the talking points that we are hearing from the Iranian government. Am I imagining things, Walid Ferris?
You're not. I remember a couple of years ago, actually before the Trump administration, when Senator Menendez was criticized. And he's from the other camp. He's from the Democratic camp.
Right.
But he knows the dangers of the Iran regime. He said the talking points of this administration, it seems that they're coming from Tehran.
You mean the Obama administration?
The Obama administration then.
Then.
So if somebody from the opposition now has made those statements, I'm not surprised that those who supported the Iran deal before
we have to. This is so crucial. We have to unpack this. So let me give you my. I was in the Defense Department for 5.5 years teaching counterterrorism. Then I went to the Marine Corps, university. My observation before I came into the White House before the election was that there was a very peculiar logic in the Obama administration's Middle East policy. So number one, they said, leading from behind, we're going to let others lead. Other people can take the initiative. We're going to have strategic patience, which again means we don't have a plan. We let others, like North Korea, Putin, Assad, take initiative. But when it came to what we will do in the region, the Obama administration had a very, very puerile, almost childish understanding. They looked at the Middle East. They said, the Sunnis are too powerful, and we're going to balance the region by making the Shia stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And the Shia expression is not the people, it's the mullahs in Iran. And that's why the JCPOA-Iran deal had to happen. Do you concur with my interpretation?
Yes. Actually, many experts concur with you, not just here, but in the region. I mean, look at what the Obama administration tried to develop in the Middle East. Two contracts, two outreaches. One to the Iran regime starting in June of 2009 with a letter from former President Obama to the Grand Ayatollah Khamenei. That led to the Iran deal.
Yes.
The other one was what? A deal with the Muslim Brotherhood.
Right.
President Obama going to Cairo delivering a speech. So these were the two arms.
So the bad Sunnis,
yeah,
the Muslim Brotherhood, we're going to reach out to them, the guys who are the progenitors, the grandfathers of Al-Qaeda, of ISIS, of Hizb ut-Tahrir, of all of these.
All of them.
And then, not the people of Persia, the murderous regime in Tehran.
So this has consequences. This has consequences. What the Trump administration is trying to do is reverse a policy in less than 2 years of what has happened and been imposed for over less than a decade, 8 years. That's why it's not very easy to change our policy regarding Iran or the Brotherhood.
Okay, so what's going to happen next? The president is not going to let up tension. He's going to keep ratcheting down with sanctions, with cyber assaults. He admitted to the cyber attack. What is Iran going to do, and are they going to do something on U.S. soil, Professor Farris?
In the region, for sure, they're going to... They will do more. I shouldn't be concerned, but I would say Iraq and Syria, where we have a presence, are the first targets, will be the first targets of the Iranian regime, of the Pasdaran. We see the deployment of those militia, Shia pro-Iran militias, around our troops. Our commands know that.
Yes.
We have enough air power to stop all of that. And obviously what they're doing in Yemen, plus attacking maybe other kind of assets that we have.
Explain why Yemen is so important, because we have conservative voices, isolationist kind of Buchananites, who are saying, what are we doing? We shouldn't care. Who cares about Yemen? Who cares about the war against Saudi Arabia? We should just forget it all. Why is this important to America?
Look, I understand the isolationists, if they are good sense isolationists, right, pack up from everywhere and come back and sit here. But as in the modern day, it doesn't work because they could come after us. My concern is that the conservative side who's criticizing what's happening in Yemen, if they would say, we are against the Iranian presence and we want the Arab coalition to withdraw, fine. I would find something logical. Mm-hmm. But what they are saying is we want the Arab coalition to get out, and they're not saying anything about the pro-Iranian militias.
And how to stop the bad guys.
And how to stop the Iranian outreach to them.
In the last 90 seconds we have in this segment with you, Professor Farris, or Waleed Farris, why is 2020 important to the mullahs? What are they hoping will happen next year?
Oh, that's very simple. They even said it. They are really hoping that President Trump will lose the elections.
So they want the Democrats to win.
They don't say we want the Democrats. They want President Trump to lose. That's what they want.
Okay, well, that should tell you whose side you should be on. When the Iranian mullahs, the largest state sponsor of terrorism in the world today, remember what they have done since 1979. Remember our hostages. Remember what they did in Iraq. Remember what they did in Latin America. Remember what they've done across the globe. When those people want Donald Trump, our president, to lose the election, that's a very good metric for whose side you should be on. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Follow our friend, Professor Waleed Farris, right now on Twitter at Waleed Farris. That's WALIDPHARES. He is the author not only of the seminal text Future Jihad, but also his most recent work, The Lost Spring. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the president, author of my latest book, Why We Fight, Defeating America's Enemies with No Apologies. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The three-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards, and it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment. Now we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Facebook and Google. Do you think they value your privacy? Well, it's actually the opposite. Big tech companies make a lot of money from your personal information. Gmail by Google, along with Yahoo, AOL, and other free email providers, have a history of scanning mailboxes and delivering targeted ads within those accounts. It's an old saying, and still true, there's no such thing as a free lunch. Somebody has to pay, and you're paying with your personal private information. Ronald Reagan would not have stood for this. He believed your freedom and your privacy were individual rights that came from God and were protected by our Constitution's Bill of Rights. Take your God-given right to privacy back now. Get a Reagan email address at ReaganPrivacy.com. Unlike other mail providers, they don't scan or record your emails. They leave you alone. A Reagan email address costs as little as $33 a year. That's only 9 cents a day. Plus, get 2 free bonus months when you sign up now. Get your Reagan email address today at ReaganPrivacy.com. That's ReaganPrivacy.com.
Come on over to Patriot Mobile. Come on over from Big Mobile. You have no idea the sorts of groups that Big Mobile supports every day. Groups on the hard left. But veteran-led Patriot Mobile is America's only conservative cell phone company. At Patriot Mobile, a portion of your bill supports religious liberty, immigration reform and border security, the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment. Put your money where your heart is. Switching to Patriot Mobile is easy. Join thousands of members already saving money. You'll get some super reliable nationwide service and feel good about funding the right agendas with every call you make. With unlimited plans starting as low as $25 per month, come on over today and support your own values. But listen, for a limited time, Patriot Mobile is offering a free month of service on all new lines. Come on over to Patriot Mobile to take advantage of this limited time offer. Visit PatriotMobile.com and use the promo code Come On Over. Again, that's PatriotMobile.com, promo code Come On Over for a free month of service on all new lines, only for a limited time. Veteran-led PatriotMobile.com. Come on over today.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Yes, I'm an addict. I check my Twitter feed in the breaks while you're ordering your pillows. That's what I do. Joe Biden is piling in, exploiting the death of a child and the child's father at the Rio Grande. There's a picture of the illegal immigrant and the 2-year-old that died trying to get into America illegally. Joe Biden posted, "This image is gut-wrenching. The cruelty we're seeing at our border is unconscionable." My friend, Brandon Darby, who covers the border for Breitbart, retweeted Biden's post with the following. "Sir, the dead bodies of 61 migrants were discovered near our border in one Texas county alone during the final year of your time in the White House, and you said nothing." Well, Don Brandon, that's who the Democrats are. They couldn't care less about dead children. It's just about politics. It's just about power.
We are back with Professor Waleed Faris, the author of Future Jihad. Follow him on Twitter, Waleed Faris, P-H-A-R-E-S. We have been told for so long, Professor, that the Iran deal that released $150 billion, including pallets of cash, to the mullahs, was the best thing that had happened in the Middle East since 1948, and that this would incontrovertibly stop Iran gaining nuclear capability. Your response?
Iran gained Lebanon through Hezbollah. Finished. Iran gained Syria through Assad. Iran gained through the Shia militias of Iraq, the entire Iraq, after we liberated it before from Al-Qaeda. Iran gained two-thirds of Yemen. Iran gained purchasing the most advanced ICBMs, international ballistic missiles, from Russia, anti-aircraft missiles, including the one used against our drone. Paid by whom? By the $150 billion. That's the minimum that Iran has achieved.
Are you saying that that deal facilitated the strengthening of Iran?
That deal basically moved Iran from what it was
to the next level.
To the very next level. To a point that we are now having problems in the international community, not just the United States, our friends in the Arab world, in Europe, in Latin America, how to deal with Iran. Well, thank you for the $150 billion.
So, what about nuclear weapons? I thought it was meant to stop their acquisition of nuclear weapons, Professor.
The Iranians are very smart, the leadership. What they've done...
They're Persians. Of course they're smart.
Of course. The chess game. So what they've done was simple. They told us, they told the international community and the Obama administration, okay, we're going to... For now. We forgot about the for now. Yeah. Stop.
This is the incredible thing. That nobody talks about the fact that the whole deal was predicated on a temporary situation. That you release $150 billion for a limited amount of time, and afterwards they can build a bomb as much as they want.
But that's the part of the game. When they buy, they bought time, right? We bought time. So we gave them $150 billion. What did they do with it? They built a dome. They bought anti-aircraft missiles, long-range missiles.
They made it harder for us to deal with them when they actually get the capability.
That's right. Let me add one thing.
Yes.
Had they gone otherwise and produced the first bomb, what would have happened? Israel would have hit it. The Arabs would have. We would have.
Right.
So they are smart. They said, no, we're not building bombs. We're just building this
bombs
beautiful...
Bombs bombs?
Exactly.
And we still have to remember, I'm going to repost it. We'll find it tonight. Eric, are you listening, Eric? I'm shouting into our little control box here. We've got to find a video of Benjamin Netanyahu's intelligence brief. Remember that, Professor?
That incredible
briefing he did in English where he said... Mr. Obama, they're still building nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
Here it is. I mean, they went into the complex, into the Iranian government, stole, what was it, a terabyte of intelligence, the Israelis did, and then he does a PowerPoint presentation in immaculate English saying, you didn't stop anything, Obama. Here's the evidence. So it's not just your opinion. It's not my opinion. It's not the Trump administration. It is the people on the ground who probably... along with the Jordanians, have the best intelligence in the Middle East.
Why don't
right?
you add the Iranian opposition?
we're going to talk about the Iranian opposition, right?
Exactly.
But if there's incontrovertible proof that the Obama administration helped our enemies and they still develop nuclear weapons, just go and watch the video. I'll repost it in the next break while you're ordering your pillows, while you're buying your relief factor, while you're getting your balance of nature. We will be reposting that video. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting through relieffactor.com studios. Do it now. If anybody out there has any daily ache, daily pain that you haven't managed to get rid of, like I did with my lower back, like Leroy, my engineer, had with his shoulder, do yourself a favor. Order ReliefFactor.com. It's utterly natural. Omega-3 fish oils, resveratrol, curcumin, these have been proven for decades, sometimes centuries, in their efficacy to fight inflammation and pain. There are no negative side effects. In fact, if you have a very bad day, you can double up your dose. I've done it, and it works. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Order a three-week quick starter pack. It's just $19.95. And become part of the success story. You can see testimonials at relieffactor.com of people across the country, real people who are getting relief right now. You should be one of those people. You deserve to give yourself a chance. It's super easy. ReliefFactor.com, 1995. Last thing I'll say, and this tells you everything you need to know. In the industry, you never see this figure. More than 70% of those who try the trial pack become regular consumers. That speaks for itself. You never see results like that. Why? Because what Pete and Seth Talbot have created is a little miracle in a capsule. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Back in a moment.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home
Advisor. Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it probably was a good thought. The reality now is that you probably never use your timeshare and have continued to pay those annual maintenance fees. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of this ongoing burden in an effective, quick, and legal way. We have over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Call us today for a free, no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Welcome back to CarMax Will Buy It. Let's jump right back into the action. A used minivan with 200,000 miles. Cassandra.
CarMax Will Buy It.
That's correct. The car you're driving now. Cassandra again.
CarMax Will Buy It.
You're on a roll. Any car at all, no matter what. Jerry?
Is the answer CarMax Will Buy It?
That's right. Because CarMax buys all the cars, no matter what. No questions asked. CarMax Will Buy It.
Your credit card companies love you. They love it when your cards stay maxed out. They love it when you only make minimum payments. They love it when you struggle. Why? Because they own you. And minimum payments mean maximum profits. Here's great news. National Debt Relief is now offering you free information on how to escape your credit card debt nightmare. If you owe more than $10,000 in credit card debt and are only barely making minimum payments, know this. You may not have to pay it all back. In fact, you may have the right to settle that debt for only a fraction of what you owe. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of people get rid of over $500 million of debt. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get the information you need for free right now before this offer goes away. Call National Debt Relief now and escape your credit card debt troubles. 800-314-4789. 800-314-4789. 800-314-4789.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
It really tells you everything. I have two articles in front of me. It just tells you everything you need to know about American politics today. Two hearings on the Hill today. Two hearings. This is a report from Neil Munro and John Binder at Breitbart. Senate hearing shows cartels' use of migrants in the U.S. So there's a Senate hearing that the Republicans are holding today to demonstrate how the cartels are exploiting our open border. What are the Democrats doing? They're holding a hearing about the economic benefits of immigration. Yeah, we know immigration is good. We're talking about illegal immigration. That's the insanity. Two absolutely different worlds. One is reality. The other is something else. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First 2020. is going to be more important than 2016. If you're over the age of 50 and you're worried about whether or not you will be in control of your healthcare, there's only one organization you should support. You should become a member of AMAC. The AARP are on the other side. They're supporting the Democrats and their Medicare for All program, which will take control of your health away from you. Join the organization that will provide you your benefits and also fight for your health care and your control of it. Go to GorkaForAMAC.com. That's GorkaForAMAC.com. They will fight for you to keep your health care, and they will spend the money you provide them on your values and your future. You can call them 855-624-4824. That's 855-624-4824. Portions of America First are brought to you in part by the Association for Mature American Citizens. We are back with Professor Waleed Faris. Follow him on Twitter, WaleedPhares. I'm going to ask you a seemingly simple question. Is there a pro-Tehran, pro-Mullah Iranian lobby here in Washington, in America? If there is, how are they funded, Professor?
Let me begin with the second one, because that explains the first one.
Okay.
So we have sent, or we, the Obama administration, that is, and their allies worldwide, have unfrozen $150 billion.
Right.
That was received by the hands of...
Can I just interrupt you for a second?
Yeah.
Because I get callers, I get people on Twitter saying, hey, that was their money. We didn't give them money. Well, A, we did. We actually paid a ransom, several billion dollars worth of our money, taxpayer money. But yes, the bulk was Iranian regime money that we unfroze so they could spend it. But I don't care. That's like saying, hey, the money we gave Hitler in 1938 was his money. Who cares? You're giving it to the Iranian mullahs.
And second, Professor, that was not even their money. That was the Iranian
people's
money.
Right.
And remember,
right,
there was a revolution in Iran.
Right.
And that money was frozen because...
Right. It was the pre-79 Iranian states money.
So if we will return that money, it will be to a free government in Iran.
After a regime change.
Tout à fait, as we say in French.
Tout à fait.
So basically, when the Iranian regime, the Khomeinist regime, received money, what was the first thing they've done? Was to mount a lobby, a transatlantic lobby, both in Europe and in the United States, was to fund bloggers, establish TVs across the Middle East and elsewhere. So we felt that there is a whole network protecting the Iran deal with the money of the Iran deal. I argued in one of my tweets, if you use 10% of the $150 billion, how much would that be? $1.5 billion.
That's quite a campaign you could fund.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Does Iran want a war with America, Professor?
Iran wants to defeat America with or without wars. The best war it's conducting now is slice by slice.
I get pushback on social media from leftists who say, Iran doesn't say death to America on Friday. They don't say that in the mosques. And if they do, they don't mean it.
Well, you want me to laugh or to say YouTube and listen and watch to what they are saying?
I mean, this is the world we live in. They're not saying it. They're not saying it. Or if they do say it, they don't mean it. I mean, because you do that all the time. I mean, don't you just randomly say things like death to France and not mean it?
Oh, yeah, randomly.
Did you ever think we would be at a place where so much of the Beltway was in thrall to the talking points of a murderous regime like Iran's?
Look, during the Cold War, I wasn't here. I was in Beirut, and I came as an immigrant after that. I was surprised that there were all these movements that were against Reagan's resistance to the communists. What we discovered after you and I, when we immigrated here, is that it was the KGB. It was funded.
Funding them across Europe, across America.
So now it's the same.
Yeah.
It is the Iran deal funding most of, I wouldn't say everybody, funding most of those voices from bloggers to media that are now in support of the Iran deal. Makes sense.
Is there a healthy opposition outside of Iran, and how does opposition look inside Iran, Professor?
Outside of Iran, it's very clear. You have a variety of networks. You have the one known as the National Council of Resistance based in France. You have the son of the Shah, who's based in the United States. You have many new waves, new organizations. America has the largest Iranian community,
diaspora, right.
A diaspora from California to New York. Our Secretary of State Pompeo met with their leaders in Texas. So it is healthy, it is ready, it is diverse, which is good. Inside Iran is even a greater story. Remember in 2009,
yes, when 1.5
million people demonstrated. Now those 1.5 million, add to them another 1.5.
Crying for Obama to help.
And he said, no, I do not meddle in those things. Though in during the Gaddafi time, he meddled in Egypt.
Hillary meddled.
They did meddle, but in Iran, no, because he wanted the Iran deal.
So it hasn't, in the last minute we have left with you in this segment, it hasn't been fully suppressed. The seeds are still there inside Iran.
I think they're growing. They're larger. If you look at what they've done in 2018, the demonstrations have now reached the minorities, the youth, the labor.
And very interesting. It's not just in the capital, it's in the countryside as well.
Now it's more in the countryside.
Right.
I mean, in the Kurdish areas, Arab areas, in youth, in workers, worker unions. So Iran's, the real Iran is ready.
Let me be clear, because I worked for him, I was his strategist. The president is not an interventionist. He doesn't do regime change. He will never do regime change. But if the Iranian, if the Persian people want to create a representative government for themselves, that's another issue, and there are ways that we would help. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. How are your energy levels, my dear friends? Do you feel good? Do you feel strong? Are you getting enough of your fruits and vegetables? I know it's tough. Everybody leaves their spinach for the last thing on the plate. Recently, I had in studio Dr. Douglas Howard, and I heard his incredible story of balance of nature, and I've taken the step to become one of his family of Balance of Nature users. My friend, actor, entertainer, New York radio host Joe Piscopo has been a fan of Balance of Nature for a long time. This is what he thinks of this incredible product.
Well, one thing you're going to notice immediately with Balance of Nature is that you're not going to get sick as much, and you're going to find when you go to the office, everybody is sick all around you. They have a cold, and maybe you used to be the first person to catch that cold. You will not catch that cold anymore. I speak for myself. When you take Balance of Nature.
Wouldn't it be great, thanks, Joe, wouldn't it be great to have that kind of resistance from just six little capsules you take every day? Try it out. For a limited time, you, my dear listeners, will receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Use my discount code G-O-R-K-A. Call them right now, 800-246-8751. That number, 800-246-8751. Or just go to balanceofnature.com. But don't forget our special discount code, G-O-R-K-A.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. 2307, prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Ford Pass. Everything you need to keep moving right in the palm of your hand. Now you can earn points to use toward flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards. Plus, use the app to access roadside assistance. You'll even earn exclusive Ford Pass rewards just for maintaining your vehicle. Only Ford Pass combines roadside assistance, Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving. Built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about how you can earn complimentary maintenance on every new Ford.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per-service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
great to have such a pro in the studio. It's Professor Waleed Faris, author of Future Jihad. Follow him on Twitter at Waleed, W-A-L-I-D, Faris, P-H-A-R-E-S. I wish we could continue for another hour.
I wish.
The calls are what we will go to next, 833-33-GORKA, 833-334-6752. But in the last segment I have with you, this president doesn't give away his game plan. He doesn't draw lines in the sand and then doesn't do anything about them. But if you can share with us, if you had a moment with the president in the Oval, what should be the proximate thing he does? What is the next thing he should do with regards to the regime in Tehran?
His direction is excellent. Continue in that direction. Number one, on the ground, continue this build up. That is the
of our allies and partners.
Yes. No, first of all, of the
Military buildup.
Military buildup is what is working against Iran.
Right.
And he has no problem with that. Second, the buildup of the alliance with the Arabs, with Europeans, with others, Asians, now Brazil wants, it seems, come and help us. Make sure to support those oppositions against Iran in the region, Kurds, Shia liberals, Sunni moderates in Iraq, working with our allies on the ground in Syria, creating an opposition against Hezbollah in Lebanon. So he has all the latitude to work on those issues. Have a strong international alliance. That's what Secretary Pompeo is trying to do. And at the end of the day, have a call, a direct call to the Iranian people.
Yes.
Talking to the Iranian people, going to Voice of America.
As the president.
As the president and addressing millions of Iranians. I can guarantee you.
That could change history.
That will change history. And last, for him to give me 5 minutes to give him the super briefing at the White House.
Okay, we'll get that message to the president. You've got to have the super. He talks about the super elite. Remember, he was in Pennsylvania and he said the elite in Washington is dead. And he pointed at the crowd of red hat wearing Trumpsters and he said, "You are the super elite." Well, the president needs Waleed Faris's super briefing on what to do. And the first thing you said that really caught my ear. We did it in the Cold War, and it worked. Support the dissidents.
Absolutely.
We don't change regimes, but if people want to have representative government, we can help them. You know, what did we do in the 80s under Ronald Reagan? I remember we smuggled fax machines. Do you remember fax machines?
Of course.
We smuggled fax machines to Solidarność, to the Solidarity movement in
exactly
Poland. I remember as a kid packing vans, lorries in England with Solidarity t-shirts so they could be smuggled to Poland so they could have a protest, a visible sign that we are together and the communist regime will not grind us down. We've done it before. We can do it again. And with people like you, Professor Faris, advising the president, and you were an advisor to the president, we can win again. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the president. We've been with Waleed Faris. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. My latest work is Why We Fight, Defeating America's Enemies with No Apologies. Jennifer Horn, one of our most popular regular guests in the next hour, and your calls on 833-334-6752. That number, 833-334-6752.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score. So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free no-obligation debt analysis. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn. deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.